Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to another edition of the Highbrow Half Hour Podcast. We are comedy for your bean. We're coming straight at you from the famed and legend Udio here in sunny Rochester, New York. I am your host for the day, switching things up. They call me TJ. I'm joined alongside Meek and Meager, third party Dave. That's how we like to call him. Dave, say hello.
Hello.
Dave, say swee you.
Swee you.
Dave, say I'm third party Dave, and I am a big gay.
I'm third party Dave, and I'm a big gay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Story.
Ladies, you heard the voice. Do not fret. We do have your favorite, the sexy Beast from the East. With respect to Bam Bam Bigelow, the late great.
Bam from the East.
The Beast from the East, the sexy, the incomparable, BG Mad Matt, what are you doing?
Shirtless
playing
edition.
Sound effects. Because I'm so cool.
That's right, BG Matt taking a little bit of a back seat today to surround himself with the ever-growing amounts of technology that he loves.
I do.
We'll be rocking the sound effects for your ears.
Hopefully taking a back seat good. And his shirt off.
His shirt is off, folks, and there's fried cheese.
There's a little bit of fucking cheese dribbled
on the chest. I think he was eating it off.
And on your back.
I didn't eat any cheese today.
Get back there.
I think I'm cutting dairy out.
Yeah?
Because I've been fucking blasting one from the past one. And my fucking my tumbly's been a rumbling.
Yeah, I hate that.
Those old-time farts? Old-fashioned farts?
It's just not good.
No.
It's not good. Anyway.
So, anyway, today we're going to focus primarily on a subject that probably touches a lot of you, is cheating. And
it's bad.
Because we do our show for you, we want you to know that without you, don't forget. How's it go? Don't forget, without you, we ain't got shit. As BG coined many moons ago. So, Dave, if you would,
I will.
Please ask Matt. We're going to do it this way.
Okay.
Like we're fighting and it's at, like, the dinner table.
Right.
Please ask Matt to pull up the mailbag.
I don't like getting in between the two of you when you're
just
like this.
Just do it.
Why do you do this to me? All right, Matt, can you please pull up the mailbag?
Sure.
Hate when you two are like this.
Where's the fucking...
You realize it's an unhealthy place for
thing.
Me.
The email sound.
You've got some mail.
Okay.
Mm. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that took so long. Sorry about that.
Well, I'll take the time to tell everybody that it's mailbag highbrower.com. So send us your hate mail, your love mail, your comments, questions, concerns.
All right.
And as always, your nude pictures or different stages of undress pictures of your girlfriend or ex-girlfriend.
Or wife.
I like fishnets, so anything with a fishnet will do. Crotchless otherwise.
What about just pictures of fishing nets? What's that do for you?
Well,
not much.
We'll have to bring that up later.
Alright.
We're going to play a little game in a few minutes, but first...
Alright. Here's an email, and it's from KidRockFan22.
Okay.
So you know it's going to be quality. Hey, Brower Pack. I read on Twitter that your upcoming episode is going to be on cheating. Boy, did that strike a nerve. Exclamation. Maybe you could give me some advice. I'm a straight dude who has been with his high school sweetheart for some time now. However, last week during a guy's night out, things got out of hand and I wound up back at my buddy's place and things were getting hot and heavy. With your buddy?
Wow.
We started making out, and he said my goatee felt all strange and made me go shave. Then it was back on.
Be obliged,
but,
huh?
But then we got to the part on who was going to put what where. I got freaked out and snuck out of a window. What should I do? Does it count as cheating? Should I tell my girlfriend? She keeps asking me why I shaved and I keep getting boners.
All right.
Kid Rock Fan 22.
I have an idea. First, change your name from Kid Rock Fan 22 to anything else.
Come on.
I can't believe there are at least 22. I can't believe that there are 22 Kid Rock fans out there.
Yeah, like 21 were taken.
Yeah.
And the original. So yeah, 22.
Yeah, all right.
The original and all the other numbers.
So shall we field the real question at hand?
Yeah.
All right. What do you think?
Well, I think there's definitely a problem there. And
there's a couple of problems there.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think after shaving it would kind of ruin the mood. But, like, it was still picked up right where they left off, so...
I would think that that's not a good way to start any relationship, like, immediately asking
to change your
physical appearance.
Yeah, good point.
So I think, you know... Yeah, exactly. Like, here, bro, what's this for? Shave it up.
Shave it up, and let's get down to business. Yeah, I don't know if that counts as cheating. They didn't go as far as, I mean, I've made out with my buddies before.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Night of drinking. Just to try it. A couple times.
Right.
No?
Probably not... Well, I don't know.
We spooned that one time.
You and me?
Yeah, am I going to tell my wife?
That was an accident.
Oh. So, I don't know. I guess he should,
Nah.
I don't know. BG, you're an expert in all things boners.
Yeah. I got boners sometimes.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I don't think you should change for anybody, let alone a guy who wants to put his dick in your butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not gay.
Right.
As far as cheating, though, that's not cheating, dude. Yeah. It's not cheating if it's a man and you're a man.
I think it's cheating.
Nah. You're just exploring who you are, man.
Are you talking about like two magnets, like a negative and a negative? Like they bounce back?
They yeah, exactly. So they don't attract each other, so they repel.
So if you have a girlfriend and she bangs some chick, is that cheating?
Not if I watch.
What if... Well...
Well, I'm glad you brought this up. And Kid Rock fan, change your name. Don't change for anybody. That's the moral of the story.
Except your name.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, change your name.
Oh, we are a bundle of contradictions here at the High Brower. But what we do have... Dave, you're pretty opinionated on what constitutes cheating.
Yeah.
And what doesn't. Right. Or what does and what doesn't. So I've got a little game to play with you.
All right.
If BG will oblige me with some game-playing music...
Mm-hmm. I will.
We will get on.
Right.
With, is it cheating if... That's what I called it. All right, here we go. I'm going to run down a few things for you. You tell me whatever comes to your mind first.
All right.
All right? Just go with your emotions, not necessarily your...
Really?
Your weenie.
I'm in a bad spot right now.
Oh, that's all right.
All right.
I've been in a bad spot for 12 years.
That's cool. All
right. Is it cheating if... I think my voice just cracked like...
Puberty's
like,
tough.
Like, what's his name? Peter Brady. you have the answers to a test,
right.
But some of the answers have been randomly altered to be wrong. Does it count as cheating?
Wait, say that again?
Like you're taking a test at school.
Yeah.
You have all the answers to the test.
Right.
But some of them have been randomly altered to be the wrong answers.
Right.
And you don't know which ones.
Okay.
Does it still count as cheating?
Yep.
Wow. See, that was more like gambling. More, that's what I think. All right. Yes, it does. So you stick your dipper through a glory hole,
yeah.
But you never find out who's on the other side.
Yep.
Does it count as cheating?
Yeah, it does.
I see. I totally take the... I say no. If you don't know...
Because it could be your girlfriend?
It could be your girlfriend.
I'm going to assume... Well, then what's your girlfriend doing on the other side?
Well, that's a story for...
I'd be like... I'd come home
she's
and...
She's the one who's cheating.
Yeah, I'd come home and break up with her for cheating on me. Because she thought I was somebody else.
Right.
When she, you know...
So I think you're fine. If you can find one and you're brave enough to stick it through...
Right.
Because it could be anything. It could be a dog. It could be a butcher knife. Could be one of those.
No.
All right.
That's horrible. Could you imagine? You think there's some guys or whoever on the other side of those things just waiting to hurt people?
Maybe. Who knows? I'm never doing it.
What a nightmare.
Twice I did it. That's it.
Again.
If you had sex with one of those realistic Japanese female robots,
right?
Is that count as cheating on your significant other?
No, but it's not going to help the relationship any.
What about... So, no.
Right.
Even if it looks and smells and tastes and talks like a woman?
No. I don't... Well,
what if she's programmed to know what's right and what's wrong?
Right.
And she still does it anyway.
Yeah. Then it's cheating.
Okay, good. That's what I thought. So, what about a hand puppet and you name it a female name?
Right.
Does that count as cheating if you...
Does your girlfriend use the hand
puppet? No, you do. But you call it like your ex-girlfriend's name or something.
I'm gonna say,
like Sally.
I'm going to say no.
Okay. All right, this one's for BG.
Okay.
Because I know he's been down this road.
Yes, sir.
Is it called cheating if you let your dog lick peanut butter off of you, but you only put it on your stalagmites?
What?
That's your balls.
Oh.
Or are they stalactites? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Whatever hangs.
One's got an M in it.
Yeah.
That's the only
Those are the ones that go up, right? Like the M?
I don't know.
Pillars?
Is that what it is?
I think so.
I don't know. So
does that count as cheating? Just
if
your balls.
If I don't put it on my wiener?
Yeah.
I just put peanut butter on my testicles?
Yep.
No. Absolutely not.
No, I didn't think so.
Let me tell you something, in my opinion. The only time there's cheating involved is when there's penetration, man.
That's a good theory.
Yeah.
Well, how about this? If it's a guy dog, does it make you gay?
Neutered or non-neutered?
I don't think it really matters.
Oh. Well, one can ejaculate, the other can't, so...
Yeah. I think if you're letting your dog do that to you, whether he's a guy or a girl, you got bigger problems than whether you're gay or...
Yeah, but I want to know how big the problems are. You know what I mean?
All right, well, let's switch from sexual things. Is it cheating
mm-hmm.
If you're taking a test with your class and your teacher leaves the room to water a plant and is like, I'm going to leave the room to water this plant now.
Mm-hmm.
Does that still count as cheating if everybody, like, consults on some answers?
As long as they're really watering a plant,
No, I mean, they're... What? What are you... Confused.
Yeah, it's okay.
I don't understand.
Yeah, it's cheating.
Okay.
Yeah,
no, it's not. I've done that.
Condone cheating? Is condone cheating still cheating on, like, tests and stuff? I don't know. Let me ask you this. When Lex Luger had a surgically implanted metal plate in his forearm, mm-hmm. and he had to wear the arm pad, right. but then every once in a while he'd take off the arm pad, smack somebody in the face with it, mm-hmm. wouldn't that be considered cheating? Because I was always bothered by that.
Yeah,
that's cheating. He's all like, I'm the American dude, Lex Express, check out my, you know, my pecs.
Cheating bastards. Yeah. But all everything you just, they're all cheaters. Everything's okay. cheating.
I don't think so, my dude.
You are in a bad place, man. Lighten up a little bit.
I'm working
always,
on it.
You're always sitting there talking about air conditioning and
heat. Air conditioning. I know. I'm a grumpy guy in the summer.
You're so grumpy.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to put peanut butter on your balls.
Yeah, well, that would be cheating.
Yeah, well.
I'm not into that.
All right, here's my last one.
Yeah, I'm allergic to peanut butter.
If you're about to sell your car mm-hmm. and you run the odometer in reverse,
right?
And you don't tell the guy that you're selling it to that you did that,
right?
Is that cheating the guy out of some, I don't know, I guess it's lying, but is it cheating necessarily? Cheating the sale? Cheating the...
I think it constitutes as a lie, but maybe not necessarily cheating.
Did I ever tell you the time I did it?
Unless that's like the deal breaker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. If he's like, I need a car with under 50,000 miles, and you're like, can do.
I can do it. I did that one time, did I ever tell you?
No.
It was sort of wacky. It was my friend's car.
Right.
His dad was like this, you know, he... Whatever.
Right.
And so we had an adventure, and we wanted to reset the odometer so he would never find out.
Okay.
And it actually loosened from the jack that we had it up on, went flying through this big glass hillside garage.
You
and,
know what?
And it got destroyed in the ravine. And you know what?
What?
You know who my friend was?
Who?
He went on to play Stewart on Spin City.
This sounds kind of familiar. This, you know, movie that reminds me of?
Movie.
It reminds me of a movie.
What's that?
Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
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 That's a classic. How could you ever mix that up? That's not your life. Yep. Yep. Good old Breakfast Club.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm. Mm.
It also kind of reminds me of Terminator a little bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And RoboCop. So.
I love RoboCop.
Who doesn't? Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Mm. What was the other girl's name? She was in that robot movie, right?
What are we talking about? Oh, yeah.
Ally Sheedy?
Oh, Sheedy? Short Circuit.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
One or two, what was the better movie?
I'm going to go with two.
Yeah.
Because I was really worried about Johnny Five that he wasn't going to make it.
Yeah.
Remember at the end he gets all beat up by those guys?
Yeah, sequels are always better than like the origin stories, I think.
I'm wondering who's going to be listening to this and is going to be like, Breakfast Club! And like pissed off thinking that we're that far off.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. We fooled you. Oh, man.
It's going with the girl who saw Ferris pass out at 31 Flavors last night.
Whoops.
I guess it's pretty serious.
Bueller.
There we go.
Bueller.
That's what I meant to do.
There you
go. Bueller.
I like the other one. That's cool. That's cool, man. So what else is up, Tom?
Oh, well, I don't know. Let's go on with something else before we... We're going to play a little game in a minute. I love games. We're going to play one last quick game. And I'm lying. I just keep saying the same things over and over again.
That's cool.
We're going to
right.
talk mm-hmm. about this website I found. We're going to stay on cheating for just a moment more. It's called itsnotcheatingif.com.
Right.
And there's a bunch of qualifications that they put up there.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just run through them real quick. Let me see what you think. It's also like the game we just played, but it's a little different because it's from a website.
Okay.
They think that it's not cheating if it's with royalty.
Right.
They think that it's not cheating if you do it standing up.
Hmm.
They think if the person you're cheating on...
Wait a second.
Yes.
What does standing up have to do with it?
I'm not sure. I guess
so if you go to a bar and you're like fucking a girl in the bathroom, yeah. but you don't ever sit down or lay down, it's not cheating?
Must not be. Because I guess the...
That's a weird rule.
You're not in a bed or something. You're right. not sleeping. Yeah, I don't know. The person you're cheating with looks similar to the person you're cheating on because they say it's just a tribute. It's not really cheating.
Totally.
Okay. If you cry afterwards, they say it doesn't count because you feel remorse, I guess.
Hmm. What if you cry for a different reason? Like you think about like a sad memory.
Whatever gets you there, I guess. Yeah. Whatever gets you to tears.
Like, what are you doing? Be like, I'm trying to cry, so this doesn't count.
What about if you do not look them in the eye during the act? Is it like really sealing the deal? Do you really? What do you think?
I think it all counts as cheating.
Okay. And then what if you just say it wasn't me? Shaggy style.
Then you're fine.
That's fine. That's not cheating.
That's not cheating.
This song was awesome, by the way. Oh, here it is.
Yo, man.
Yo.
Open up, man.
What do you want, man?
Oh, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
You made her catch you?
I don't know how I let this happen.
Oh, man.
The girl next door, you know? I don't know what to do.
He hated his voice.
All right. Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom door. How could I forget that I had given her an extra key all this time?
I'd given her a what?
An extra key.
Oh. I thought it was an STD.
I don't think so.
That's all right.
Never admit to a word where she say, I used to claim I used to love baby, no way.
This is not a good song.
What are you talking? This is my top 50.
Top 50?
Yeah.
Is it 49 or 50?
It's 37, I think.
It just kind of makes me feel bad.
For who?
The girl.
Yeah, but they make up at the end of the day.
They do?
Well, maybe. He apologizes.
I don't think so. Yeah, exactly.
The PG Matt remix.
I don't think so, my dude.
I don't think so, my dude.
Anyway, this is depressing me. Can we move on to something else?
Yeah, let's...
I think BG's in another world right now. Look at him. He's loving it.
You're all...
I'm moving on to something else.
Oh, all right.
What are you talking about?
I was thinking you and Dave could play a game, Mr. Sound Effect Man.
What game is that?
It's called the Sound Effects Game.
Okay.
And I'm really good at...
You're a guesser. You're a good guesser.
Yeah.
Good trivia reference guy.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping you could bring up a few quotes or sound effects from various movies or TV shows.
Absolutely.
You know, pop culture... You know, pop culture, pop culture. And he's going to guess, and I'm going to laugh.
Okay. Ready?
If it's funny. So make it funny.
Talking to me?
No.
Okay, here we go.
You're asking me to make something funny?
Yeah.
Good luck. Let's see here. Is this...
Mortal Kombat!
Hold on. I'm getting it.
Oh, all right. It was. I didn't think it really was.
I think
really?
Yeah.
I think I know what this is.
I was just kidding.
Was this the theme for Ferris Bueller? Was it?
Can we get a ding or a boo or a nay? Or
is that what they use for...
Can you handle that? All right, no.
I think it was.
This is the theme for Ferris Bueller.
No, this was the theme for The Breakfast Club.
Wait, wasn't this a Say Anything thing when he was outside with the boombox?
No, that was Peter Gabriel.
Oh.
I don't know which song that was.
He should have done that. That would have been a way better movie. If he was out there like trying to recommend his lost love, like, oh yeah.
The thing I don't get about that movie is that it didn't work. She just ignored him and then he went home, right?
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
I thought they made up.
No, not then.
Oh, that part.
But he eventally just gave up and went home.
Yeah, he did. He was there for a while.
He was a bitch.
I know. She was going to Italy or something like that.
God, I hate her so much. Her stupid father.
I know. All right, well, let's see. What's
next on the what's next? Sound effect game?
Yeah.
Okay. We have a delicious one.
Oh, delicious. Put a little butter on that before you eat it.
Mm. It's a superhero one.
Yep.
Batman. Going with Batman here.
No,
I think it's Blank Man, right?
Blank Man.
It was Superman.
Oh.
I think you knew that, though.
Is he new?
No.
Oh.
All right, how about this one?
I'm usually really good at these.
You are. I'm a little embarrassed for you.
Star Wars. Easy.
Yep.
What? What? Wait, Star Wars 2.
Yeah, is that 2 or 5? I don't understand.
Ewok the movie.
No.
Come on. How many did I get right so far?
None.
What?
All right. You're done with theme songs, I think.
All right.
Because you didn't get any of them.
No.
What?
Now we'll go
I'm
to,
pretty sure I got at least three right.
I think now we'll go to sound effects.
Okay.
Let's see if you can guess any of those.
Okay. Wasn't that The Price is Right?
Yes, it was.
Oh, I got one.
Bam.
Okay, all right. See, I got one.
Okay.
Oh, that was Elf.
Yes.
Right?
I love that show.
Come on, he was all fuzzy, right? Yeah. Oh, I kill me. That guy? Was that not?
Ha!
All right, here's one I know you'll know.
Okay. It's over 9,000. That would be Sailor Moon.
What? Come on!
That was the worst show ever. Did anybody else hate that show?
What
show?
Sailor Moon?
Sailor Moon.
Yeah, that was the worst.
It
was the worst.
I couldn't stand it. Why did they always have tears in their eyes?
Because they were stupid. So the only thing worse than Sailor Moon were the fans, like the girls in high school, like having like Sailor Moon hair things, stuff like that.
Where did you go to high school?
I don't want to talk about it. Is
this
something?
Remember this? Yeah. I remember when I used to not go to school all the time, and this fucking show used to be on at like 4 o'clock in the morning. I'd be stay up all night, and then for some reason I would always end up watching Sailor Moon. So I've probably seen like every episode, but I still didn't understand what was going on in the show.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Yeah, I don't know, guys. I stopped watching those kind of shows after Gem.
Yeah.
Remember Gem?
I do remember Gem.
Totally outrageous. But I stopped after that because...
And it's not like the story was carried by Sailor Moon. Like, the whole time I'm waiting for him to fight, and then they would fight, and it would be horrible.
Weren't they getting on? Wasn't there a big controversy? Like, it was too sexy for TV?
It was definitely too sexy.
Like, with the legs and everything? And
yeah.
Like... Ooh.
Ooh.
How about sexy?
When are they going to do a Gem remake?
I don't know. Did you see the Thundercats yet?
No.
They remade that.
To look awesome?
It's all anime style.
So it looks stupid?
Yeah. Like, Lionel's just like, oh! You know, there's like speed lines coming everywhere and like sweat fogs. Oh, man.
Yeah. It's cool. Oh, yeah. See, you can't compete with this.
Yeah.
Not really.
I always thought, Panthro kind of looked like my dad.
Yeah?
But my dad never had those cool,
Panthro did kind of look like your dad.
But he never
That's
had...
That's fucking funny.
My dad never had those cool, like, what do you have? Those
bolas?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, nunchucks.
Oh, yeah.
Tiger had the bolas.
Yeah, he did.
Tiger always freaked me out because it was, like, a gross, like, name, and I thought it should be a girl, but it was a dude.
Yeah, like, Tigro would be, like, a better name
but
for
that,
a guy.
Like, yeah.
This is, like, one of the best opening sequences ever.
Because this was like Americanized anime.
Yeah.
It was like a little bit anime, but like just enough American not to be stupid.
I know. This is like G.I. Joe. And remember the X-Men show that was out for like a day? And you didn't believe me that it had come out?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, Wolverine has an Australian accent. It looks like G.I. You're like, what?
You know who's got an Australian accent sometimes?
Oh.
Matthew Broderick.
Does he?
In that Cable Guy movie. That was awful.
What?
Did he have an Australian accent?
I'm pretty sure he didn't. Oh. But that movie is awesome.
No. I hate you! Get out of my life!
It was a little Australian.
All of his anger onto me. Maybe I should go.
No, don't go. Steven, you are being an asshole.
What? You see what's happening right now?
Dude, this movie's bad.
I don't understand how you guys like this movie.
Yeah. Because it's funny?
That's terrible.
Let me explain to you in one clip why this movie's great.
Please do.
Here we go.
The future is now! Soon every American home will integrate their television, phone, and computer. You'll be able to visit the Louvre on one channel, or watch female mud wrestling on another.
Which I would.
You can do your shopping at home, or play Mortal Kombat with a friend in Vietnam. There's no end to the possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
What do you say to that?
Billy.
Yeah, that was good too.
God, you're gay, Tom.
You know what I'd say to that? I'd say I'd rather watch Larry the Cable Guy than watch The Cable Guy. That's what I say to that. Because that's terrible.
That's not...
That's absolutely terrible.
That's not fair.
So,
No, I don't know. I like it. I like everything about it.
That's the time.
Even Matthew Broderick, so I was like, kind of yeah. like a deviated septum all the yeah. time. Like,
no, he's
like,
the worst.
He's like, hey,
but where's his? Where's his?
Jim
Australian
Carrey
accent?
Playing off of his shitty acting is
hey,
great.
Mate.
The congested Australian.
Didn't he kill somebody in Australia?
No, it was in Ireland.
Oh,
I think.
Oh, maybe that's why I'm getting confused.
Yeah.
How did he kill him?
Car accident.
On purpose.
What do you call it?
An accident.
A boomerang.
That's Australia.
Oh.
That was in Ireland.
Deadly boomerang accident. Oh, man. Anyway.
He's done nothing. Well, I haven't seen a lot of Matthew Broderick lately.
No?
Is he up to anything good?
I think he's in gay-ass musicals or something, isn't he? All
oh, time? Yeah, he was in that. And he's going to be in that new movie with Ben Stiller.
Oh, that's a real treat.
Yeah, so.
Speaking of movies, you know what I don't like
You're
about
welcome,
movies?
Universe.
Those, like, trailers that... I think they, I call them cheating trailers because mm-hmm. they make you think the movie's going to be about one thing and it's just not.
Right.
So, I hate those. Like, Adventureland.
Right.
Like, I thought it was going to be this big comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a super bad type comedy.
Mm-hmm.
When it really was just, like, this depressing, like, coming of age story with, like, everybody doing drugs all the time.
Right.
It was terrible. So, the trailer just had the Bill Hader guy in, like, every scene that he was in the movie in the trailer.
Right.
And you're like, oh, this is going to be good. And then it
I
wasn't.
I don't think so, Tim.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just getting boiling. Yeah. I was just boiling. Somebody was just boiling.
I know. You know, I hate when I'm watching a movie and I think it's going to be like this great coming of age kind of movie
yeah.
and it ends up just being hysterically
yeah.
funny.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
Like, how often does that happen?
Do you have examples?
All the time. American Beauty.
Okay.
You know, I was like, good stuff. Kevin Spacey gets shot.
What?
Had it coming.
Yeah.
Well, you know. Yeah, there you go. It's just because I was disillusioned by Kevin Spacey, like everybody else, where I was like, yeah, I like Kevin Spacey, because like he was just in everything, but
yeah.
I realized like I just liked the movies he was in, and my buddy Joe was like, he doesn't do anything different, he's Kevin Spacey in every single movie, he doesn't change anything, he's not like a method actor, he's just like, he's basically Kevin Spacey hanging out on the set.
In that movie where he was an alien, was he actually an alien?
No, he's Kevin Spacey.
Oh.
He was still Kevin Spacey.
Like, gotcha.
Yeah.
That's like every actor nowadays, though.
Not really.
Kinda. Like, I don't know. Even like George Clooney's one. He's just like, hey, I'm George Clooney.
Yeah.
All the time.
He's a no talent.
Yeah. At least he have presence.
He really bugs me.
Mediocre talent.
Some guys really try, though. There's a few guys out there that really give it a go.
Like who? Name two.
I'm a big Depp fan.
Yeah.
I like Johnny Depp.
Nah. Okay. He's always... Like Captain Jack as what's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
That's not true
what
at all.
What the
fuck's his name? What are you
talking about? Willy Wonka?
Willy Wonka. He's like, I'm Willy Wonka, but I'm really Jack Sparrow. All
right. What about Ewan McGregor? I think he does a good job.
Is he even acting anymore?
Being different. Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Pretty good in things.
What about Peter Gosling?
What about Justin Bieber? Good, right?
Did you see that movie?
No.
Whatever. This is going nowhere. Listen. I'm going to tell you a little story about my life.
Okay.
This is what happens to me. The things that happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was playing dodgeball.
Right.
In Elite. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, I like this. Leave this on. I was playing dodgeball this one time in Elite.
Oh, so bad.
Me playing dodgeball or Justin Bieber?
Justin Bieber.
Hmm. Anyway. What was those melodious sounds?
Nothing.
No, alright.
Alright, let's hear your dodgeball.
So I was playing dodgeball this one time in the league. Okay, and I haven't played... It was like... I was like 25. I haven't played dodgeball in like ever. Because I was with those kids that used to stand in the back wall.
The cool kids?
Yeah. But I was like, man, I could be pretty good at dodgeball. So I signed up for this league, and there's like... It's all official. There's like a ref and like schedules and stuff. It's crazy. But there was this one team, and they showed up, and they're all like Jersey Shore'd out. And this is before Jersey Shore got big. So they were all like, yeah, dogs, or whatever that Jersey Shore people do. What do they do? Like
I think
fist
that's
pump
it.
And stuff?
Like
and bros. What do they say? Bros a lot?
Yeah.
What do they
I think
do?
They do this.
Toasty! Yeah.
Yeah. So they're like, toasty! And
bro.
They kept cheating. We kept hitting them with the balls, and they were like, nah, that didn't hit me. And we're like, yeah, but it just hit you. And we're like, ref, it just hit him. He's like, I don't know.
Was he a bro, too?
Yeah. He had, like, the pop collar. He's like, nah. He's like, nah, didn't see it. We're like, you're going to get beat up. So we're playing the game, and afterwards, we lose. and they cheated the whole way through.
Right.
Like, and they were all proud of themselves. So we had to do that stupid thing where you like shake hands at the end. Like after, like, you know, like Little League, like go shake hands.
Can I tell you a quick story about Little League, just real quick?
Yes, you can.
I remember when I was in Little League, there was a guy who was wearing a, he was on the opposite team, and we were going, we were switching for innings. We were going in to bat. They were coming out to the field, and like he was wearing this hat on it that said "Real Men Wear Black," and and it was like I don't know, some football team hat. And I walked by him, and I was probably like 8 at the time. And I was like, "Real men don't wear black."
You showed him.
Burn. I just like remember about how, like, now I think about how fucking utterly stupid that was. But when I was 8, I was like, "Take that, you bugger."
Yeah, you got him, man.
Yeah.
All right, I didn't mean to interject, but I had to get it out. No, okay, go ahead.
I'm not a chicken, you're a turkey.
Yeah, exactly. It was that type of thing.
Okay, you got him good.
Yeah.
So I decided I wasn't going to shake no hands with no stinking rotten cheaters.
Right.
So I started
Especially no bros.
Yeah, so I started changing my shoes because I had to put on my special dodgeball shoes when I played.
Were they Asics?
Yeah.
Were they like bowling shoes? Ooh, slide?
Like my wrestling shoes, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So I put my shoes on, I was sitting there, everybody else was shaking hands or slapping fives or whatever the frick they did. And the one dude comes up to me. And he goes to shake my hand,
right.
Not getting the idea that I was boycotting it. So I just looked at him and I was like, "Nah, I don't do that." And he's like, he turned around. And he's like, "Man, I know about pussy." And I was like, and I got up, and I like went to reach for him, mm-hmm. but then like everybody like separated us.
It was one of those things, yeah. One of those scenes.
And so, on one hand, I feel bad that I acted that way, but on the other hand, they were cheating the whole way through, and I'm not gonna shake hands with cheaters.
See, at least you had a reason not shake hands. You know what I mean? Like, that's a viable reason. One time, I met this kid, and I put my hand out to shake hands or slap up. I think it was shake hands. He was like, "Nah, man, I don't shake hands." And I was like, "What?" And he was with, like, a group of friends that I knew.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Really?" And he was like, "Yeah, man."
Not even, like, a fist bump? Or was it, like...
Nothing.
Was he a germaphobe?
No, I don't... See, that's what I tried to, like, figure out later. And I just kind of, like... It blew my mind away. I found it really insulting.
Yeah.
And apparently he found out about my anger, because back then I didn't get angry about anything.
Yeah.
It's all been building to right now in my life.
I've noticed.
And, but yeah, so the next time I saw him, like, immediately it was like, "Dude, I'll slap the other side." He's like, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry." He apologized. He felt bad.
Strange.
But there was no reason not to, like, shake my hand, really. You know, at least make something up. Like, "I have a cold," or "I hate you," something.
Yeah, maybe he was trying to assert himself as the alpha dog. And it worked.
He didn't.
And it worked.
Did it?
A loser.
I did feel bad about myself afterwards. Yeah, it's okay.
So what do you got? You got something to get off your chest today, Dan?
I was reading Maxim.
Yeah.
I read Maxim, unfortunately. And, like, I noticed that they're not even trying at all anymore. Like, it used to be... Like, you know, make a bong out of a hat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now I'm, like, reading. It's like, make your bong into a bong, you know?
That's strange.
And, you know, and then it's, like, 50 pages of, like, 100 hot chicks, you know? And, but I'm too lazy to cancel my subscription, you know? But there's, like, there's nothing good in it. Like, there's, you know, even if there is, like, an interesting interview, it's, like, half a page and then, like, a movie plug. You know what I mean? Yeah. And, you know, they're, like, half-hearted interviews. They're like, "So, how much sex you have today?" You know? And they're like,
Well, that's the trouble with the magazines, man. They blame the economy, and they're like, "Oh, the subscriptions are down," and they start putting out this crap. But what they don't realize, and they're like, "Oh, no one's buying our stuff." Well, because you're putting out crap.
Yeah.
You're like, it's like a vicious circle.
I think people are buying that stuff, though.
But that's the thing. Magazine subscriptions are up. People don't want to talk about it. But they're using it like the economy.
Conspiracy? Magazine subscription conspiracy?
Yes. Subscriptions are up, but many magazines are still pulling the card of, "Oh, we got to fire all our actual people we pay," and bring in all these, like, you know, 20-year-old freelancers who don't know how to write because they're bloggers or whatever. Mm-hmm. So.
And then they show, like, pictures of the editors, and they're, like, guys in their 40s and 50s and stuff like that. And I was like, I wonder if they're entertained by this.
They're just calling it in.
That's what I mean, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're not even trying anymore.
They're just getting ZJs under the table.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, they're like, "Run the bong story."
Yeah. This magazine needs more bongs. And hot chicks.
And hot chicks.
Yeah. And how to grill a steak.
The problem is, the other problem is, the hot chicks nowadays aren't even that hot anymore. Something happened.
I think.
They lost their class.
Like 10 years ago?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Hollywood was, you know, just teeming with hot chicks.
They were being desensitized.
Now we got Kristen Stewart.
Now we got Kristen Stewart with her jaw problem. We got,
with her face problem.
Yeah.
What was that? What would you say she looked like when she was riding the bike? She was getting punched in the stomach while taking
a shit. While taking a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's what she looks like.
Yeah, well, Twilight is...
Although, I did see some movie recently with her in it, and I was like, I would have sex with her.
What was it?
No, you think about it once in a while.
I don't know. She was blonde.
She was?
Oh, it was, what the fuck?
The Joan Jett story?
No.
Into the Wild?
No.
Because she was in that.
It was this movie with Topher Grace about the 80s.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that one.
I know what you're talking about, actually. Yeah. Hold on. It's
awkward Rover S. Silence. Yeah.
Well, you're telling me. You saw a movie one time.
Yeah.
And there was somebody in it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And matter of fact, the movie had, like, the title of it was that, like, a big 80s song.
Wow.
Yeah, but you know what?
So that people
about that big 80s song? So that song wasn't even in the movie.
It wasn't?
No.
Take Me Home Tonight. That
yeah,
was it.
Take Me Home Tonight. They played it in the trailer, but I watched the whole movie from beginning to end credits. No, Take Me Home.
Not even in the end credits.
Not even in the
end
credits.
Sometimes they'll throw them in there.
I think they gave it that movie title so people wouldn't forget the name of it. And
I forgot the name of it.
I barely remembered it. So good job.
Good play.
Good job, people. What else? What else is up?
I don't know, man. You tell me.
Not a whole lot?
We're just chilling. We're trying to get this thing off the ground, but nobody's listening.
Not even... I don't even listen to it.
Yeah, I'm like, there's not. Nah, you know what?
I don't want to hear me.
What do we got
to
do?
I have to live with me. I don't want to have to listen to me.
We got
to
talk about poop all the time to get some listens or what?
There we go. You're listening now, you bastards. Are you happy? We've stooped down.
What do we got to do?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. You know what I mean? Just turn it down to like raunchy jokes.
Yeah.
We should bring people in here and ask them how often they have sex, and then Matt can do fart noises.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I think that... There we go. It's a new format!
I love it. No, I love it. That's really good.
Yeah. That's good radio. Yeah. I didn't see that one coming.
You're right, nervous now, aren't you, you bastard?
That was, yeah, exactly. Are you happy? Yeah. See what you've made us do. Yeah, it's horrible. It's horrible.
That was painful right there. Yeah. I had sympathy pains on that one.
It must have hurt.
Didn't you go to the Rochester East End Fest?
Yeah, I went to the East End Fest.
How was it?
It was okay.
Yeah.
Former, what do they call those guys? Former recording artists? Or? Former
National recording artists.
Yeah.
Sponge.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Throw it out there.
They were there. They sucked.
Yeah, I've seen them twice, and I thought they
How
were
How could
awesome.
They suck?
Yeah. Yeah.
They were radical both times I saw
them. They didn't suck. They just had no energy to play off. The crowd didn't know who they were.
You wouldn't have any energy if you were them either.
I know.
They fucking tour around in a shitty little minivan and, like, have to scrape
to
make
what they
money.
Did. There was this one promotion going around with girls in bikinis and dudes, like, with abs without their shirts on.
Right.
And I don't know what they were promoting, but they were going up and down the street on, like, this Humvee. So during the Sponge concert, he invited them all up on stage.
Oh, yeah?
So there's, like, bikini girls and, like shirtless bros dancing around awkwardly. But, like, they kept them up there for, like, a half an hour.
The bros were dancing?
The bros were up there, too.
Oh,
Mad dude. Bros fist pumping and shit?
Yeah, he was doing a little fist pump.
Fist pumping to Sponge?
I would leave. If I went to a concert and I saw guys bros fist pumping the Sponge, I'd be like,
but
I would, that would be, oh.
But it's kind of funny what people do, because, like, he was fist pumping with, like, a girl was dancing with him.
Right.
So, like, he was fist pumping with her, and, like, she, like, turned around, and then he was, like, fist pumping, like, realized he was doing it by himself, and he just kind of, like, stopped. You know, and,
like,
he
awkwardly
his,
slowed down.
Like, showed his abs off again.
Yeah. I need abs.
One day I'm going to have abs.
One of these things?
I don't know when it's going to happen.
I came close.
This,
like,
is the fist pumping music.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is.
This is how to fist pump?
Yes. Step one, put your fist up. Step two, pump it. Step three, repeat.
It sounds complicated.
Well, when you're that stupid, you need it spelled out for you.
I want to see, like, I bet there was one guy who, like, wasn't doing it right. He by accident was doing, like, the Nazi thing or something, like, at a concert. Like, everyone's fist pumping. He got his ass kicked because he's socially inept. This is growing on me.
Nothing beats Yersinio, man.
I know.
Nothing beats Yersinio, whatever you call it. Did he have an official name for it?
No, I don't know. Maybe he did.
I don't know. But it was cool.
You talking about the who thing?
Yeah. Was it who?
Yeah, I don't know what that was called.
That thing got people fired up.
It really did.
I was like 9 I was fired up.
That was like a fist pump, too. Yeah,
it was like it's like a modified.
That was
fist
the
pump.
First one, except he was like rolling with it. It was like a punching bag.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, he knew how to get the crowd going.
And then he did that remake of Star Search.
He did?
And then we're like, oh, Arsenio.
You know who's good on Star Search? Who's Hot that? Property.
Yeah.
You ever see those guys?
Yeah,
Hot good. Property.
Yeah, they were good. Oh, yeah. All right, well, so now we know how to fist pump.
Yeah. If you don't fist pump, you're really cheating yourself.
It's true.
It's right definitely. Back to cheating.
I didn't fist pump for years. Yeah. And then once you start, ugh, it's hard to stop.
Yeah. The name of this song is Jersey Shore Fist Pump.
It is?
Official song.
God. I want to stab the world in the face.
Stab the world in their face. Oh, world.
Can you do that?
I won't shake your hand, but I will stab you in the face.
I wonder how much money this song made. Because if it was a dime, it was too much.
Yeah.
But first, I want to know how much money they spent on producing and recording this song. They
probably not much. Nowadays, you could write a song like this for about $5.
Did I just hear sound, the Wolverine Snick song? Sound?
What?
Did I just hear Wolverine pop his blades?
No, it was a knife. Because he said he wanted to stab people.
Oh, I thought it was Wolverine being,
no.
Doing the snick.
I would like to fist pump my Wolverine claws into those guys' faces.
I used to have a really cheesy Wolverine sweatshirt. It had, like, panels from the comics, and he was, like, it had the snit sound coming on there.
Schnick.
Schnicked or whatever. People used to make fun of me all the time. But I rocked it.
I like seeing really heavy, overweight guys wearing, like, the t-shirts that are supposed to look like the guy's costume. Like, Wolverine's costume with, like, the muscles on and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I remember, didn't you have a Hulk one? But you were actually not a grotesque, overweight guy.
Yeah, no, I had the Hulk Halloween shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was nice. Yeah, I like seeing the guys where just things falling out where they have no business.
Yeah.
Talking about me again, dude?
No, because apparently you just quit shirts.
Your belly button is like a deep, dark cavern and that I just want to fall into right now.
Shut up.
I want to go swimming in that thing.
I know. Nice. Nothing?
Is that Donkey Kong?
Yeah.
You saw a movie about Donkey Kong, didn't you?
I did. King of Kong's Fistful of Quarters, dude.
We haven't had a BG movie for quite some time.
It was pretty good, actually. It was all about, it was a real world documentary.
Docu-style.
About this guy who won the Donkey Kong World Championships in 1982, and he held on to the title until this other guy, he was a teacher, he won it. He videotaped it in his garage, him beating the 1982 score. It was like 850,000 or something like that. And he beat the score with like over 1 million.
Wow.
And this teacher guy was apparently associated with one of the 1982 guy's arch enemies. And the teacher guy's board for his Donkey Kong game like fried out. So the guy bought him a new one. The one who's the arch enemy, he bought him a new one. And so two guys from the video game statistic board like came to his house when he wasn't home, took apart his machine to like make sure his board wasn't rigged or something like that.
Ninja style?
Yeah, no, they did it right out in the open.
Oh.
And he came home and these guys were in his garage, like checking out his board to see if he cheated. And like the guy who had the original score, he's like a real squirrel. He's a real dirtbag. He's got, like, this long, like, half-mullet hair with this, like, really gross 80s beard.
Nice.
He looks like the guy in Die Hard that gets shot, and he does the cocaine. Remember that guy?
Oh, yeah. Hans Booby.
That guy who talks like, he's like, hey, Hans Booby, let's make a deal.
Come
he
on.
Looks just like that guy.
Come on, Hans.
Anyway, long story short, the guy who, the teacher went to a bunch of places to play the 1982 guy live. And beat his score, and the guy never showed up. And the one time he did show up, he didn't even play. And he actually ended up beating his score live, but then the same day he beat the live score, that fucking 82 guy sent in a videotape about showing that he beat his previous score.
Oh, man.
But weird. The videotape was all, like, shitty and, like, you know, had pauses in it. And, like, the guy who watches all these videotapes says you're not allowed to do that. But since they're, like, in his pocket... In his video game pocket, you know, they're like part of his crew.
Mm.
they were like, oh, yep, he's the real deal. He's the guy. He had the high score.
The 82 guy.
The 82 guy, yep. And eventually, but the thing about the 1982 guy is he was always saying, like, you got to play it live in front of people and show everybody that you're the best. But he ended up not doing that ever, except for in 1982, that one time. And in 2005, the teacher beat his score.
Finally. Yeah. That's a life story.
Because people from the video, from the video game place, they'd like, after all these times he was going to these video game competitions, they saw that he was like a real honest guy and he would never cheat and he was, you know, he had a lot of character.
Right.
And so they accepted his video submission of beating...
A new one? Oh, because it already was broken.
Yeah.
Didn't Donkey Kong come out in like 1982?
I don't remember.
I think it was like pretty old. But the thing is you gotta figure, like, that guy, he probably didn't have like anything else in his life to hold on to except that he's like, yeah, I'm the guy.
Right.
Best score in Donkey Kong for like 23 years.
You don't know what that'll do to a guy.
Well, that's what he was. He built his whole life on being the Donkey Kong champion.
Like, went to conventions and stuff and
charged. Yeah. And he has this like restaurant and in Florida and he sells like, he's famous for his hot sauce, I guess. And like, but he built that all up from like sponsors from like the 80s from him being the champion of Donkey Kong.
I'm surprised that it was still like a big deal now that some new guy wasn't like, hey, I beat
him. Well, it is, and I mean, you see like the people that are, there's like really like only 25 people at these world championships and they hold them in like there's no such thing as an arcade anymore.
No.
If there is, usually there's only like 20 games in there and then like that's where they hold them and like nobody gives a shit.
Can I just say I miss the arcades so much?
Yeah, they were pretty cool. I miss them too.
Remember games like Time Cube, like that were kind of like ahead of its time.
I do. Time Cube was absolutely awesome.
And back with like there would be a line to play like Street Fighter 2. Like remember lines to play video games?
I was always I got nervous. I wouldn't stand in them.
You wouldn't do it?
No.
Mm.
Pressure. All the older kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, bumping me all out of the way and stuff. I couldn't deal it.
Dude, this one time.
I just wanna play.
Yeah, one time when I was a little kid. I went to the mall, and I waited in line for, like, 15 minutes, which is a million years when you're a child.
Yeah.
Just to play Street Fighter 2. And when I went up there, this kid, he pulled me by the shirt, and, like, he couldn't have been older than, like, 16, but he saw me, I was, like, 10, he's like, nah, little dude, this for big kids, you know what I mean? Like, this for grown-ups or something like that. And I was like, and I wanted to, like, cry, you know?
Yeah.
And so I went out and my sister's like, what are you doing? He's like, and I just said, they wouldn't let me play. And so she stormed back in there, and nice. She was like, you're letting him play this game. Yeah. And
That's what an 8-year-old crying sounds like.
And I went in there, and I actually...
Or Dave at any time.
Yeah. And actually, I beat the kid who pulled me away from the game. So I beat tons of them, actually.
Yeah.
On one quarter.
Who were you?
Ryu.
Oh, wow. All
right. I indicuted them.
Of course.
Them. Yeah. It would have been a better story if I just went in there and, like, lost immediately.
Yeah, would have been a better story.
Yeah, but unfortunately, the truth is the truth.
So, I'm just happy.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's nice.
So, that's what Street Fighter has turned into. Notice that? Like, it went from, like, indicating to that massive attack, whatever that was.
I'm just happy that your tale of sadness, your tale of crushing... Because imagine if that turned into a good story that she led you in. Because otherwise, if you had to carry the weight around of being that little sad little 8-year-old your whole life...
Right.
Based around Street Fighter,
I got enough.
What would you be right now?
I'd be the guy, like, videotaping myself getting the high score for Street Fighter.
Yep.
And being like, I need to be the best.
I'm only impressed if you beat Phoenix. If you got the high score in that Phoenix game for Atari, remember those? The birds?
Nope.
Loved it.
Nope.
Because you shot the bird's wings off, and you had to, like, shoot one and then the other. It's awesome.
It was? Doesn't sound awesome.
Dude, Phoenix is the best Atari game ever.
I've never
had an Atari.
And
if you have a favorite Atari game, mailbag at highbrower.com.
Is this an Atari game?
Oh. I don't know, but I like it.
Oh, yeah, I know what this is.
That's cool. That's cool, man.
You got anything for Q-Bert?
No.
Remember that foul mouth little guy?
Was he foul mouth? That's.
But speaking of Q-Bert, in that video game movie, there was an old woman who held the record for Q-Bert.
Like nobody gave it.
And that guy, no, people cared. And that guy, that 1982 guy, he was the guy who sent her to the championship with that videotape. and they show him talking to her before she gets on the plane. He's like, you can lose your life, but don't lose this videotape. Like, what? He's all serious about it. It was fucked up. And then, like,
make a copy.
At the end of the movie. Yeah, exactly.
You can make a copy.
At the end of the movie, they said she's still trying to get get back her record for Qbert, her world record. And then at the way end of the movie, they dedicated it to her because she died.
Oh. But she got the tape where she needed to.
Yeah,
she her, got the tape her, where she her needed biggest to. Quest in life exactly. had been fulfilled. Yeah, you can make, if it was that important, I would have made, 10 copies, and, you know.
Well, the guy was just, he's a scuzz, dude. He doesn't, right. he, you know, he's just a piece of shit.
What a scuzz.
Exactly.
So, aww, what a loser. Game over for you. Man.
What a shitbag.
I know, what the hell. I don't want my life to come down to that, where, I need to be the best at that, at something like that, video game.
I need to.
Yeah.
I just want something to be good at. I'm mediocre at absolutely everything I do. And I just want one thing.
You
want
to...
You need to specialize, dude. I was talking to my brother about this last night, man. You need to specialize.
Instead of being a jack of all trades, exactly. Master of one?
Specialize, man.
Well, what would, if you could be the best at anything, what would it be?
Phoenix?
Yeah.
What is this Phoenix game?
Go look it up.
Yeah.
It's this awesome bird game.
What about you?
You shot the things. And the game I never understood was Berserker. Remember that game?
No.
Didn't understand
where
that.
Where did... This is Atari?
Yes.
I didn't have one.
All right. Well, then sometime you have to come down to the basement.
I played Atari games when I was a little bit older, but by this time I already played Nintendo and awesome things.
I'm going to bust out my freaking Atari. We're going to play Spider-Man.
The 1800?
We're going to play basketball, 2600.
Oh. Damn.
Golf, fishing. Dude, you don't understand until you played fishing on Atari.
Yeah. What about you, BG? If you could be good at anything, what would you be good at?
Yo, that cunnilingus, son.
Rizzle? I know, you'd be a hero.
Kissing that shit. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like that.
What did they say? It takes how many hours to be an expert?
10,000.
All right. What do you think you're at?
How many have you logged?
Counting today?
Yeah.
One.
1 hour?
1 hour?
Just 1 hour.
All right.
That's cool.
You're almost there.
About halfway.
Yeah. Well... No, but that's cool.
Well, I'm halfway to something. I'm halfway to the 1 millionth half.
It's true. You're halfway to something.
Yeah.
I want to be. I'd like to be good at golf if it wasn't so expensive. I would love to be the best at. Cause you can get rich off it. You make money, and you can play it until you're 1,000 years old.
Golf is fucking stupid, Dave.
Look at you.
Yeah, I don't even play it. But I wish I were good at it so I could be rich from it.
Ski ball is what I'd like to be good at. Yeah. I'm always shooting for those little smaller ones at the top.
Yeah.
And I never can quite get it.
Those are the hundreds, man.
Yeah.
Those are the 500s.
Big deals.
Yeah, but you're not going to make, you're not going to be successful doing that.
Maybe. Mm. The best ski ball of the world? If I sunk, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, but plus,
I'm trying to ruin my dream.
Like, when you get older, you don't want to be good at something like Donkey Kong. Like, golf, it's not shameful for being, a 60-year-old golf player.
It should be.
But, if you are, say, a rock star or something like that, it's just wow, you need to, put it away. Donkey Kong, rock stars, stuff like that. All
right.
Porn stars.
Fair enough.
Cunnilingus guys, now we got here.
Talking about me? I'm cunnilingus?
Yeah. Log in some hours, son.
Got to, I know.
You should
do
start.
I'll do some of this. Ooh, yeah.
Is that how it is? You're just
I just do that. That's no good?
I don't think so.
Drive those ladies wild.
I've done some reading, and I don't think that's how it's supposed to
be. So you're telling me this is no good?
It's probably... It's adorable.
It's adorable. Oh, man.
I know. What else? Nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing what?
Nothing on the mind?
On the mind?
That's
no.
That's cool.
I'm just doing my stuff.
I know.
Let me ask you a quick question.
Yeah, let's hear it.
If you're going to cheat on a test, I'm going to bring it back a little bit before we head out.
All right.
If you're going to cheat on a test, what would you rather, what method would be the best for you? The long sleeve method or the hat trick method? Of course, long sleeve method, where you write the answers on your sleeve or your forearm
right.
and then cover it with the sleeve. Or the hat trick, of course, is where you write the answers on the brim of your hat.
I think I'd have to go with the hat because I sweat too much for the sleeve.
They don't let you wear hats in school anymore, so that is long over with. You
don't think so?
No, they definitely don't.
I could rock a hat all the time, man.
They didn't even when I was in school, and that was 15 years ago.
I have my Donald Duck hat on all the time, backwards. You know the one that looks like a head?
God, Tom.
With the duck beak?
You're a sad mother.
With the teeth?
Let me tell you how I used to cheat in religion class.
Yes.
I just used to write that shit right on my hand, dude.
Really? You've actually tried that?
Many times, dude. I was a cheating motherfucker, man. I didn't give a shit. Fuck that.
Is it a sin if you cheat for religion class?
No, it's not. Nothing is a sin. There's no such thing as sins.
Welcome to our religious show.
Yeah.
We promised.
There it is. Yeah, we told you it'd be coming.
We've got 16 ARC songs.
Oh, shit. You talking about Arky Arky?
Dude, Arky Arky? Bring it back.
You were supposed to have the contest. Who could write the better song?
Oh, yeah. Nobody. Did anybody come?
No,
I didn't do
Dave,
it.
Dave, check the tweets. What do we got?
Right as of right now?
Yes.
No tweets.
No tweets.
Let me check our combobulator.
It's called a laptop.
How's that going?
It's a long time with the checking tweets.
Yeah. Still no tweets.
No tweets.
So go tweet us at whatever our tweet page is.
I'm Brower.
Here it is. Oh my goodness, baby.
A flotty flotty.
Does it have the words so you can sing along?
Yep. A flotty flotty. Those children. Out of the mighty, mighty children of the Lord.
This is an encore from the last show. We did this. It done been done.
Oh, wait, you're right. We did that. All right, fuck it.
You can
Sometimes I forget.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all
right. Something like that, I don't think people mind. Listen, it's minute 56 in our 17th show.
It's almost 57th.
So.
It's almost minute 57th.
Anyway.
What is this now?
Nothing. It's just applause music that we ran this long.
Woo!
Barely.
Can I take the time to throw a little jab at the beef?
Can you take the time to do what?
To throw a little jab at the beef.
Go ahead.
Remember our news correspondent?
Yeah. He's going to be here in a couple weeks with World News.
Okay, great. But my thing is, I've known him for a little bit, and he used to be this guy that was always counterculture. He'd be like, "Nah, we talked about this before." He's like, "You like football? I like soccer," and he's always doing that.
Mm-hmm.
He's always like, "Oh, you're drinking beer? I'm drinking this other beer."
He would also take on the dialect of the things that he likes.
Yes, and now he's getting a little older. He's turning in to the normal American slob, watching the same shows, watching the same sports, drinking the same beer.
He is.
So
he eventually is conformed.
Yep, you're down to my level there, buddy.
He used to be an individual. Yep. Now you're just like us.
You're just like me.
Just like Tom.
You still can't grow facial hair, though. So eat it, beef.
Stupid beef.
Right? Just starting a little feed with the beef,
Beef feed?
Yeah, we
got
little
beef with the beef?
I got a little beef with the beef.
It happens. No, I don't think so, dude.
Anyway, we're wrapping up. Let me plug the website.
I don't think so, my dude.
Oh, my dude.
You got to check us out, highbrower.com. Check out our antics, our website, our blog, our email of the week. I don't know if you actually checked it out, Dave. Be honest.
The email of the week?
Have you checked out thehighbrower.com?
Oh, yeah, I have.
Okay.
I have.
BG?
Obviously, dude.
All right.
I'm always checking that shit out.
So what do you think we're going to talk about next week? We'll give them a little
taste?
Oh, I don't know what that was.
Yeah, I got some of those, too.
Do you?
It was like something was crawling back up my throat.
I know. I need to eat something. I'm starving.
I want
to. What's for din? Right? What's for din, guys?
You know what I want to know about next show?
Yes.
Is Matt going to be wearing a shirt?
Okay.
Because the weather's still going to be warm in Rochester.
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Next week?
No.
Or no to the shirt?
No, both.
No, it's not going to be warm, and no, you're not going to wear a shirt?
Right.
You have surprisingly small nipples.
For all that meat there?
For the ratio of your belly button.
Don't worry about it, dude.
Can't get over that belly button.
Looking good.
I'm going to go explore.
It is a cavern.
You want to go nesting in it?
It's cavernous.
Just sucking you
in.
It's
got an echo. You go, hello, hello.
That's good belly button. Well, so that'll do it?
I think that'll do it.
Yeah?
I think we're going to go back to BG as the host. I couldn't handle the pressure.
It was big.
But
a full hour, too.
I did enjoy the time.
A switch of format and a full hour.
Yes. Oh, my armpits are itchy.
But what's it like sitting in the captain's chair?
Itchy.
Engage.
Itchy.
Tom?
Yes, sir?
I'm going to give you one of these.
All right.
Then we're going to be out.
Sweet you!
Sweet you!